Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And we're here tonight with Michael Golder, the host, and Lynn and Dave, co-host, and Chris in the studio. And Dave, we're in the middle of shouting out some more winners for the contest for the holiday gift card giveaway.
Yes, we have some people calling in, I think.
Oh, all righty. So I'm going to move right along because in the interest of time, pretty soon we'll have two guests on the show. So the next winner is, I read Beth Moody, right? I did.
Wait. Did you want to talk to Valerie and Chris? They still online on the line?
Oh, they're still there. Well, that's right. Okay, it's the same people. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So I got both of them on the line.
Okay,
now.
Good. Then I don't have to read out their names again.
Beautiful.
But losing track here. Okay.
Yeah, so can we talk to Valerie?
Yep.
All right.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello, Valerie.
Hi, it's very staticky.
You're a winner.
We hear you.
Yes, I really appreciate it.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're so glad you won. Happy Thanksgiving.
So you are in Coral Springs, so you'll be receiving a Publix gift card. Thanks to Publix.
Yes, I am in Coral Springs, and I'm not far from Publix.
Oh, I know. Nice. There used to be one right on the corner of University Drive and Sample Road, but it was knocked down. Is there a new one now?
Oh, no, it's not there any longer. I know which one you're talking about, yeah?
It was a Carvel. There was a Carvel and a Walgreens.
Yes, Carvel is gone. Walgreens is gone.
Mm-hmm. But there's one close to you. That's the important thing.
But you have a Publix near you. Well, that's great. Yes, well, congratulations, and you will
send
that
card. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Valerie.
I thank you very much, and you have a good evening.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
I did speak with Sheila during the week.
Okay, take care. All right, Chris is on the phone. Chris.
Yep,
Chris
and Chris. We got Chris on the phone. Yeah, we got Chris on the line.
Yes.
Chris, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, yeah, I want to thank y'all, Glenn and Lynn. I want to let y'all know that y'all are doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for listening.
So we'll be sending you your Publix gift card, okay?
$50 gift card. It's going to go out next week. You'll get it.
You enjoy it.
Enjoy your $50
gift
card.
Okay, thank you. Y'all have a nice Thanksgiving.
We appreciate you, man. Thanks for always listening.
Okay, now we're going to go to trivia time. It's trivia time.
Ding, 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 ding.
Who is singing this song? This was a monster song. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This was a big song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing it? And okay, Chris.
Very nice.
So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
They'll know
Welcome
that
back.
One, for sure.
By the way, this is Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the second hour. That's right. If you missed the first hour, well, then you have to go to our archives. And by the way, there's more than 400 shows that we archive besides the first hour of the show. You have to go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org to listen to them. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And we still have two guests coming up for this hour.
Ah, very good.
We do.
Okay, so who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. I'd like to get a new listener.
Do you know who it is, Dave?
From what I heard, I do believe, yes. From what I could hear.
I'll tell you who it wasn't. It wasn't Mahalia Jackson.
No, not Mahalia.
And it wasn't Barbara Streisand.
Probably not any of the Jacksons, for that matter. I know it wasn't Tito. That we can be sure of. But give us a call. Somebody knows who's singing that song. That is so popular. A lovely tune. 407-894-1680.
You have a funny story?
Yeah. I got a funny story to tell you, to our listeners. This is a funny story. So listen to this funny story. This actually happened to me. I went to a new doctor. And I'm sitting there. Doctor comes in and no nonsense doctor. Oh my God. She says to me, okay, so why are you here? What can I do for you? I mean, right to the point. And then she told me and how to fix myself and whatever. It was great. We left. The only thing, the medicine she gave me, it was great. It worked, but then the side effects wasn't good for me. So I couldn't use it. So I called back the next day and I said, I'd like to talk to Dr. So-and-so, I'm not mentioning names. And the nurse says, there's no, we don't have a female doctor. What do you mean you have a female doctor? I was just there yesterday. I spoke to the female doctor. And I mentioned the last name. And the nurse says, she's a man. A man?
Oops.
She just happened to have an effeminate voice.
So anyway, I found out later, she's very petite, Asian, and a female voice. Okay. That I thought that was very funny because I thought I was talking to a female and I was talking to a man.
Okay. We have a caller on the line, Michael.
We have a caller on the line. Thinks he knows the answer. Who is the caller?
It's not a he. It's a she.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Sonia. Is the name Sonia?
What's the name?
I bet it's a she.
Yeah. It's her name is Sonia.
Sonia?
I think so. Sonia from Orlando.
Hi. Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. And I'm female.
Yeah, you sure are.
You're a female.
Thank you for calling in. Do you know the answer?
Sure, it's Whitney Houston.
Is that right there, mister?
100%.
We didn't hear what she said.
She said Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston, yes. You just won yourself a $10 gift card. You just won a $10 gift card for being right.
Yay, Sonia.
$10 gift card is coming your way from Subway. $10 gift card from Subway. Where are you calling from?
Orlando,
Florida. Yes. Are you a new caller?
Yes.
Well, keep on listening to the show. See what happens. You listen to the show. You pays to listen. Pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
So glad you called in.
Hey, Sonia, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. How nice. That was awesome.
All right, so I got a lot of calls calling in at the same time, so we're going to go to break real quick.
We're going to go to break and talk to our guest.
All righty, here we go. It's time to... Mike, your outro for break?
We're going to go to break.
Let's
listen to
outro.
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
SELA Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SELA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SELA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SELA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SELA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SELA.org today. That is SELA, SEVA.org.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Yes, indeed. We are back. You are tuned in to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you just woke up, don't know where you are, well, you are tuned in to the best radio show on the dial. Sunday nights, where else would you be? It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are the bridge between, well, the blind people and the sighted people and everybody in between. So we appreciate you being with us. This is our Thanksgiving week show, and we're giving away prizes. I've got all kinds of cool guests to learn some neat stuff. And I think Lynn has got a very special guest that she's going to introduce us to.
I do, Dave. Thanks for the bring back. The bring back. So would you give out the phone number, Dave, in case anybody has any questions for our guests this hour?
Don't mind if I do.
Okey-doke.
That phone number, if you want to call in and ask questions of our guests, which I bet you probably will, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. 1680. You call and Chris will get you on as quick as he can. So
okie dokie. Well, thanks, Dave. Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome back. No, we're not welcoming back. We're welcoming for the first time Aaron Baranowski. And Aaron is the development program manager for none other than Foundation Fighting Blindness. Welcome, Aaron. Nice to have you with us tonight.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Wow, welcome.
So this
the
is
first
Lynn.
Time.
This is Lynn, and that's Dave Hillebrand, our co-host tonight. And Michael will be back with us shortly. Yeah. So Aaron, where are you calling from? Baltimore?
Baltimore, yeah.
You're calling from Baltimore. Yeah, because cool. I know Foundation, I had to look up the area code, but I know Foundation Fighting Blindness is in Columbia, Maryland.
Yeah, so our headquarters is technically in Columbia, but we actually all work remote, so we are everywhere. And then we have kind of a lot of people in North Carolina, Chicago, but we're all over.
Well, that's the way of the world now. We're all over the place. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Aaron. You and I were chatting online, and I had asked you a little bit about yourself, if you'd like to fill the audience in about yourself and your dad.
I've been at the foundation for 2.5 years now, I guess a little over 2.5 years. Before that, actually, I'd always been very involved in quite a few, you know, nonprofit causes that did revolve around my dad's diagnosis of diabetes. And he passed when I was 16. So, you know, when a parent passes at 16, you have all of these questions of how did this happen and what was actually going on. And as we know, you know, in the blind and visually impaired community, you see a lot of, we don't talk about it. It's, you know, this is something that's happening, but we're not really going to acknowledge it. So I didn't know anything about my dad's vision loss. I, you know, basically it was just a thing that happened one day. So as I got older and was really, you know, getting into trying to figure out what exactly happened to my dad's vision loss, I actually came across the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And eventually I ended up applying for a role there, and thankfully I got it. So that's how I ended up at the foundation, and it's been great. So, it's an amazing, amazing foundation.
It really is. They've been sponsoring our show for years now, and we've learned so much. It's just incredible.
I don't have a single day where I don't learn something new.
That's
about
right.
The science or what's going on in today's, you know, what is going to be coming out sooner rather than later. And it's never not impressive.
Right. So there's There's so much in the pipeline.
What is your position with the organization?
She's the development program manager.
Okay.
Which is translate.
Yes. Yeah, that is translated very nicely into I am the person who is watching our Raising Our Sights program. I lead the program and, you know, work with a lot of our volunteers who take on Raising Our Sights and make it their own, which for everyone listening, obviously you don't know what I mean when I say Raising Our Sights. It is our DIY fundraising program. And it is how basically anyone, everyone in any way possible can go out and work towards a mission that's important to them in the way that works for them. You know, I really love DIY fundraising. Not everyone has the ability to write a giant check or, you know, has the time to take on planning a massive event. You know, DIY fundraising really meets people where they're at, and that's why I love it. So that's why I'm the one that's focused on the program.
So if somebody's interested in participating in the program, what do they do? How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so there's definitely quite a few ways that you can go about getting involved in Raising Our Sights in general. The best way to kind of introduce it to everyone would be to split it up into the four categories that we have. So one is special occasions, which, you know, you can turn your wedding, anniversary, birthday, anything like that into a fundraiser, basically. You know, everybody sees on Facebook when you do a birthday fundraiser, you donate your birthday to a specific cause.
Right.
It's like that. Same kind of thought. You could create a tribute, which would be honoring someone special through a campaign. You could design your own campaign, which is definitely, you know, on my side, the most fun to watch and help with, because that is absolutely anything that you can think of. It is everything under the sun, and people get so, so incredibly creative with that route. And I love to see that. So that is really the bread and butter of DIY. It's amazing. You see,
so DIY, the DIY stands for do it yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And then the fourth category is our Vision Warriors endurance events, which follows everything from, I have someone that is running an ultra marathon right now. And then we also have people who are doing a yoga class that falls under endurance events. So it goes, you know, anything that's getting out, active, just really movement. And also is why we are looking to get more involved in marathons, both nationally and in local markets across the country on a smaller, you know, smaller local level.
Doing laps in the pool, anything like that, I
yes.
guess.
But... yeah, no, anything you can think of, it can fall under DIY.
Hmm. I'll tell you, the whole idea of giving money for your birthday on Facebook is a great idea, because I see that all the time. You know, everybody's, you know, set up to give to a particular charity, and I guess Foundation Fighting Blindness could be that charity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we also, so the cool thing about the Raising Our Sights program is we have this entire website that's set up for anyone to go on and create their own personal fundraising page. So even, you know, a step past a Facebook fundraiser, you can go on, you can upload your own pictures, you can share comments, you know, you have a fundraiser tracker, all of these things, and it can be completely yours to personalize, and it makes it a bit more personal. Even sometimes you see a change in the number of donations you're getting or the amount of donations you're getting. Not everyone feels comfortable with platforms like Meta and all of that, so sometimes that's really very helpful to have your own personal fundraising page. So that's, you know, one of the great benefits of Raising Our Sights.
Yes, the most basic and simple. That's what I need, you know.
Aaron, explain to people, though, so if they're interested in doing the DIY, what is the purpose of the funds? What they don't, you know, if they might not know that. We
yes,
know it.
Absolutely.
They might not know it. New listeners.
Yeah. So the Foundation Fighting Blindness is our entire mission is to drive the research that will provide treatments, cures, preventions, especially affected for anyone affected by essentially the entire spectrum of retinal degenerative diseases. You know, we are definitely a beacon for those affected by blinding diseases. So every dollar that we fundraise goes directly into the research to create, you know, a more opportunity for cures in the future and vision restoration.
I think some people don't realize that Foundation Fighting Blindness really does a lot to actually making these cures, because doctors don't just go out and it costs a lot of money to do the research. And unfortunately, they don't just do it out of being nice. Someone has to get the ball rolling. And, you know, eventually there's going to be all kinds things that are going to be cured, and a good deal of them are going to be because of the foundation. So it's very worthwhile to get behind for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have had anyone on from the foundation since the impact study came out. But that is just, I mean, every time I read over the impact study, my breath is taken away. The foundation has had a hand in so much that is going on in the space. You know, even I could not possibly list off all of the very impressive facts that are found in that study, but I very much encourage anyone listening to go on to foundationfightingblindness.org, find our impact study. It truly is breathtaking.
and shows you right where that money's going to. All the research, the cures that have, I know I've, we did have someone in the last couple months that talked about one situation that an eye issue that was totally cured. And I'm trying to remember what it was called. Do you remember, Lynn?
There was would that be Ben Shaberman's department? Because he hasn't been on in a while, so maybe they will have him on our show and he can tell us.
Yeah, we can find out more. But
what were we talking about?
The studies, as far as the.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to check out the impact studies there, because that's where it will directly show where the money's going, and
Well, and I can, one off the top of my head that I definitely talk about a lot is, our late stage funding from the foundation has resulted in 14 programs entering a clinical stage, which I think we almost lose the gravity of that, because especially, if you're not involved in talking about this day in, day out, what does entering a clinical stage mean? It's every single clinical stage is a massive win for even anything we even know about any of the diseases that we're working with and all of the diseases that we're working with. So, our late stage funding resulting in 14 programs entering clinical stage is just so incredibly impressive to me, but I am biased.
So a clinical studies means you're moving forward.
I mean, you've kicked that door open.
Yeah, every step towards towards the future and a cure.
Well, they are lucky to have you up there in Maryland. Right, you've got the energy and everything that really is going to help Foundation keep on moving and keep on being successful like they are.
So would you, before you say goodnight, Aaron, would you please tell the audience, you mentioned on the website that there's a template there for participating in the DYI program?
Yes. So you can go directly onto our website, actually fightingblindness.org/raisingoursights, and you can learn more about the Raising Our Sights program. You can also email raisingoursights@fightingblindness.org. And you will reach me, and I will be more than happy to tell you more about the Raising Our Sights program. We have a ton of options online, including templates, directions, toolkits, logos, Canva templates, anything you can imagine.
Aaron,
so it's a great place.
Aaron, I have to interrupt you. We have time for a very quick question from a listener, Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you're on. Quick question for Aaron.
Yes. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
I had called in once before. I spoke with Ben, actually. And my question was about optic nerve issues and regeneration of the optic nerve. I lost my eyesight in a sudden accident, and my optic nerve got destroyed. So I was trying to hook on somewhere and learn a lot about, if anything, about optic nerve research. And there's very little being done right now, and I was wondering if there's an update to that and if that could be my DIY program.
Yeah, I personally am not aware of any huge updates when it comes to the optic nerve. There is a lot of stuff going on that we don't always recognize as going on, as the non-science people of this side of things, but I really, really always recommend going to clinicaltrials.gov and kind of starting there as a place to research what's going on. Outside of that, I wouldn't want to go too far in depth with any answer, as I am not a part of our science team. Ben is 100% more up to date on everything that's coming down the pipeline at all times.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Paul. Aaron, thank you so much for sharing the information about this wonderful program. And
been
we wish
pleasure
you
a talking to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, hopefully you can come back on.
Yeah.
I'm sure
we can arrange it.
Okay,
we're
going to go to break.
We have to go to break. Good night, Aaron.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go to break. Thanks.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We mean it.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. All that truly matters in the end is that you love.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Now, we're going to go to eSight. And if you want to talk to eSight, now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, but not at the end of the segment. Call now so you can get your question in. Okay, well, it's nice to welcome back our friend Roland Mattern. I'm sorry, Roland.
No worries. Glad to be here.
Yeah, and Roland is the Director of Sales and Marketing at eSight Eyewear in Ontario, Canada. Before we go on, I'm just going to very quickly say congratulations to
Matt
Carson.
Congratulations to his son.
Bringing home the gold. Yeah, we mentioned it last week.
Yeah, I mean, we're very, very proud of
the effort they've put in over the last number of years, and it was great to see them, not only win gold at the Pan Am Games, but also break the Pan Am record. So
that's amazing.
Pretty phenomenal. And I got the chance to be there as well. So I flew down to Santiago for 5 days and was able to catch all the cycling action in the velodrome and watch them beat the record once in qualifying and then beat their own record again in the gold medal round. So it was as a parent, it was a pretty, pretty proud daddy moment.
I'm sure you were. And say hi to Dave, our co-host tonight, David.
Hey, hello, Dave. My friend. Good to hear you again, man. Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. It's funny, sometimes I'm there and I see it. I know I'm watching it, but it's hard to get my head around it, that he's having this success. It's
just amazing
to see, but it's almost surreal.
Wow.
So, Roland, this is Michael.
Yeah.
So what is the latest? Anything doing at eSight that we should know about?
Yeah, we've got some great stuff going on at eSight. So, we have a new product we're getting ready to commercialize early next year. So probably in end of January, early February, we'll be commercializing a product called eSight Go, which is the next generation eSight. So we spent the last 2 years working with users and our engineers and our software folks and hardware folks and manufacturing folks to get a new product lined up. And we're in the final stages. We've tested it with over 100 users already. Feedback's been phenomenal. And we're looking forward to commercializing that. We'll make a big announcement at the Consumer Electronics Show in January in Las Vegas. And then we'll be hopefully be able to take orders later that month.
Wow. So it's going to be a lot different than the current model?
Functionally, it'll do the same thing. Right. But it is much smaller and lighter. It's like a pair of glasses, the cataract glasses that you can have cataract surgery. So visualize that. So it's about a third of the weight as the current eSight 4. So it's much smaller and lighter, has longer battery life, bigger field of view. We've really increased the effectiveness and speed of the autofocus. So that'll be a great improvement. We have a fantastic image stabilization technology on board. We actually had one of our users using it to read in a moving car, which is, of course, difficult to do with eSight 4. And I think the overall user experience has been very, very positive. It's much more intuitive. It's easier to use. The software is easier to navigate. So it's a great step ahead. But again,
sounds very, very exciting. Very exciting.
And the new name, too, is called eSight Go.
Go. And it really is because it's like glasses. You put them on and you go.
Wow.
So it's nice and easy, quick to use and quick to learn. And like I said, we're very excited about it coming together. It's been about 2 years of work, and we've really listened to our users over the last year or so or 2 years where we started taking their comments into our R&D team to make sure that the next generation product not only performs phenomenally well from a visual perspective and a mobility perspective, but also addresses all the things that our users have been feeding back to us.
Wow. So you'll be able to tell us in January or February more?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Most exciting part is, although the final price has not been finalized yet, it will also be less expensive than eSight 4. So we're hoping to make it more accessible to everybody that's out there by reducing the price. And as you know, we have our financing on board as well. We'll have financing in Canada as well next year. So we just got that lined up. So we're looking forward to a pretty exciting few months starting off the year next year.
So a quick question, if I may, with everybody being so tuned in to technology these days with their iPhones and apps and whatnot, I believe there's a way of integrating your eSight system so that they can access these apps and whatnot as well. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, you can connect to your smartphone via Bluetooth and make that accessible. You can also give someone access via our app to the device. So let's say you're out and about. As long as you have a Wi-Fi signal, you can actually give your spouse, as an example, access to what you're seeing. So if you're out shopping and you want to get some advice on something,
you have that as well. So it's very integrated. And of course, with the Wi-Fi capabilities, if there's any software upgrades, we can push that to the device and it'll load automatically. So the wearers will always have the latest technology on board.
Wow. So it's like your own personal be my eyes. You can get somebody that you trust to be able to basically look through your glasses. And
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And even from our coach's perspective, you know, if someone's having trouble or they're just learning how to use the device, giving a coach the access as well, they can help them navigate the software or show them some features as well. So just like an IT person would access your computer to fix something or help you with something, the coaches can do the same thing given if they're given access by the user. So it's not only for the support people, but it's also for our coaches to be able to ensure that we can optimize the teachings they can do.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Roland. So this is all very exciting news, but we have a lot of new people that listen, that tune in every week. Can you tell them who would benefit from eSight glasses?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, that's important.
Absolutely. So we really specialize in central vision loss. So AMD, diabetic retinopathy, Stargardt's disease, and 20 other pathologies that impact central vision. So we're sort of agnostic to the actual reason for the vision loss. As long as you have peripheral vision, we can help. The candidacy is really strong when your vision approaches 20 over 60 to 20 over 80. You get a real wow factor. And we've been shown to be effective up to 2800, but between 2400 and 2600, we still get a lot of people back to 20/20 for reading. So that's really important. We'll allow you to recognize faces, again, see those facial expressions and the smiles of your family members. You can use it to watch your live sporting events or live theater, going to the movies, TV, reading, and pursuing any of the hobbies that you may have trouble with without an assistive device such as ours currently. So we have our users gone back to gardening, walking their dog, playing ball with the dog. We have some people hitting golf balls with their eSight device. So it really integrates into your day-to-day and gives you your independence back, as well as access to all the activities that you may have trouble doing now.
Now, would this device be fast enough so that younger folks that might have vision problems could actually, well, even older ones, could actually get into playing video games and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no latency between the camera and the monitors, so you can use it to do just about anything.
Great, because I could see, you know, a lot of people get left out, and this is one way that they'd be able to, you know, integrate with their friends doing a lot of the same stuff.
Absolutely. And when I think of, you know, the younger folks, students, you know, not just navigating the campus, but being active in their social activities. So if I think of social media, this allows them to be active in those kind of activities as well. So they integrate socially into their circles with ease using a device such as eSight.
Yeah, because truthfully, you know, we're always talking about what we do out navigating outside and stuff, but in today's world, the gaming and all those kind of things are just as important, probably the inside stuff. So
absolutely. And you know, really what it comes down to is we want to create a device that integrates into people's lives so they can pursue the things that they want to pursue. You know, we don't want to dictate what the device should be used for or could be used for. We want to make it very effective. So the visual acuity is fantastic. People can use it for whatever they desire.
The sky's the limit. Whatever they can imagine pretty much is what you could use it for. Now, can you adjust it for each eye individually, or... Because I mean, I'm sure people have, you know, could have one eye that's a whole lot better than another.
Yeah. So if you have one eye that is, for example, completely non-functional, you have to turn one of the monitors off.
Right.
And therefore, you have better battery life. If your one eye is better than the other and still relatively functional, you can still wear the glasses. You just be using the monitors with your good eye as well as your poor eye. And you're using settings such as color filters, magnification, contrast adjustments, and other manipulations of the digital signal to optimize the image for viewing for the individual. And that's really where it sets itself apart from an individual's perspective, because somebody might use, you know, a 3-time magnification, other person might use a 5-time magnification for the same task, or maybe different contrast levels. And the nice thing is, because it is so adjustable, if you have a progressive disease and your vision gets worse, the device kind of grows with you and gives you access to more magnification and more functionality that you may otherwise not have.
So that's amazing. And it's got speakers built into it, I was reading somewhere.
It does. It does. So whenever you're, I mean, you can turn it off, of course, but it gives you audio feedback. So when you're navigating menus, you always know where you are, both audio and visually. And that seems to be very, very helpful for our users.
So can I play my Jimi Hendrix through it too, or is that not?
Well, we're really excited to.
Just kidding.
We're really excited to hear people talk about it on the air next year. Next year's only a few weeks away.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that the year's gone so fast.
I know. Yeah. Are you sure you can't sneak in a little early before January and let us know, huh? Come on, your favorite radio station.
He has to go to Vegas first and break it there.
Okay.
Indeed. But we'll see if we can probably in January, once we've announced things, we have some of our users. They've already been testing it. We'll bring one along, give you the feedback firsthand from its use. Not a problem there at all.
Nice. All right.
Well, thank you, Roland. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
We can't say
happy Thanksgiving because you already had yours in October.
We had ours already, unfortunately. But I want to wish all of your listeners a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful time with your families. And if you're traveling, have a safe journey.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Roland. Thank you for sponsoring the show.
So exciting.
Your support.
Hey, you can double dip and celebrate again if you want, Roland. That's okay.
we
won't
tell
anybody. Twist my arm.
Yeah, yeah, good.
Thank you, Roland.
Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.
You too. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, before we chat a little bit to say good night with everybody, I want to remind us, everybody, to join us next week with guest co-host Charles Brooks. And our guest, Dave Steele, the blind poet from the UK, will be joining us. Yep. And Peter Cucciavi, the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. And guess what? We expect your calls as well.
Okay, I'll call.
That would be nice if they call in.
That's right. And you know what, Chris? Chris, are you there? Chris, sure.
We're here.
Guess what I forgot to do this year? Shame on me.
Tell me happy
I forgot
birthday.
My Charlie Brown Thanksgiving music.
My outro
music.
Well, we've got the Christmas one. We can always pull that together from.
That's my favorite music. Yeah,
that is a catchy.
So, Chris, are you cooking? Are you cooking? Who's cooking this week?
I'm doing nothing.
I gotta catch up on some things. Yeah.
So I'm doing nothing. I'm gonna try my best to relax. If nobody calls me and that really needs me,
I won't call you. I won't text you.
Yeah. I'm just relaxing.
Turn off the ringer.
Oh, that's one thing to answer. You didn't answer.
Oh yeah, that's.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. We don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, I got you.
So, but you are gonna have something. But the girls are gonna cook.
No. I just shipped them out to my in-laws. They in late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they already gone.
There you go. That's like what we were saying. It doesn't have to be a Hallmark Thanksgiving.
Right.
That's right. You can just get a turkey sub from Subway.
There you go.
I can do some grilled chicken.
We know that they got good turkeys.
What about Publix? Publix has good subs too.
Yeah.
Michael knows that.
Actually, I just had a Publix sub, and those are awesome. Good for a couple days.
So here we go. Another Thanksgiving, Michael.
Another Thanksgiving.
Yep.
The more the better, I say. It's my favorite meal of the year. I love it. Everything about it. And being thankful.
Don't forget, folks, you got 2 weeks now. That's it.
That's it. Oh,
to write in to about the $50 gift card.
We're getting people writing.
You can get a Visa $50 gift card. Or if you live in the area of Publix, you'll get a $50 Publix gift card.
Hey, and all they have to do is send a note
again,
to you.
Our sponsors, which is Alabama Industries for the Blind. I want to thank Tactile Solution. And I want to thank Publix, the three of them, for putting up the money for the $50 gift cards. Hey, so Don't forget to write in and give out that phone number. You know what? Give out that number, that special number, in case they can't write in.
I was going to say something.
We have a caller on the line who wants to come in and say hi, happy Thanksgiving to you from Daytona Beach.
Okay. Let me give the number real fast. 407-425-9200. Okay. Well, we have what? 1 minute, Chris?
Yeah. Say that number one more time.
407-425-9200.
Let's hear from the person on the line.
I think we have like a minute.
Yeah, we got a minute, 60 hey, seconds, all the way from Daytona Beach, our good friend. Okay. Caller, you on the air.
Hey, sir, how's it going? Thank you all. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Hershey. Dave, you did a wonderful job tonight, and same with Lynn and Michael. And I put in a couple new listeners on here on air, so hopefully they got some great information. But just wanted to say thank you and happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Oh, well, thank you, man. We appreciate you always being so supportive and happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving. Did you write in? Did he get his gift card? He got his gift card? Okay.
I think you should go smoke a turkey or something.
All right. Well, I guess we're saying goodnight.
Then we're going to go say thank you, David, for coming on board.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Chris Shaw. I'm thankful for our friendship there, my friend.
And thank everyone for listening and letting us in your home.
We're thankful for you, listeners. You are awesome.
Right. Without the listeners, we don't have a show.
That's right.
That's true.
So I want to thank everybody and have a very nice, for those people that are going to celebrate Thanksgiving, please think of us and we'll think of you.
Don't think of you, Chris, relaxing, that's right, getting your things worked done.
I know,
so
right?
Don't go away. Don't go away.
I got house duties.
We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night, everybody. Love you.
We're thankful for you.
Don't forget to write the $50 gift cards. Good night, everybody.
Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye. Polishing up our act.